I think most of you know that Judy and I have decided to retire again at the end of this conference year. So we've been talking with the different people, and Phil being the PPR chair, and with Sarah Campbell. And I got a phone call from the DS Friday afternoon to tell me that the bishop had approved my retirement again, and also to tell us, and Phil is the PPR chair, so he'll get more information on this later. How our system works in the United Methodist Church, we as pastors are sent, we're not called. Some of our sister denominations, when they get a pastor, they call and they interview and then they decide. And sometimes they go without a pastor for a long time. Where our denomination is, we as clergy are part of the conference, so the bishop will send us. And their intent is always for a United Methodist Church never to be without a pastor. So she had told me, she won't tell me who it is, because announcement day is not until the second Sunday of April. But she did tell me that that's my gut, I don't know if it's a woman or not, that she will live in the parsonage. So, and that'll be a good thing. And it is a part-time appointment. So just wanted to let you know that, and we're grateful that we've been here, it is 10 years. We came in 2016, this is 26, I guess it is 10, so